Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi began his first visit to Italy today. His four-day visit includes an address to the Italian Senate and a meeting with some of the 20,000 Italians who were expelled from Libya in 1970 when Italian occupation of the North African country ended. Relations between Italy and Libya have warmed over the past few years, capped by an Italian compensation deal for Libyan occupation.
In return, Libya agreed to a new immigration accord under which Italy repatriates migrants who set off from the Libyan coast. The Vatican, the United Nations and refugee groups have criticized the deal. We spoke to Guy Dinmore, correspondent for the Financial Times here in Rome.
Well, Italy clearly has a serious problem in illegal immigrants coming through Africa from countries like Eritrea, Ethiopia, Sudan, Chad, who find their ways through Libya and then they cross from the Libyan seas towards Italy, which is the nearest point, really, many dying on the way. And because Italy felt it could no longer cope with these thousands of people arriving, and because also the European Union was not being terribly helpful in resolving this problem, Italy basically struck a deal with Libya whereby Libya agreed to take back these boat people that Italy would intercept on the high seas. So, I mean, cynics would say that Silvio Berlusconi and his government really pushed ahead with this deal with Libya as part of its agreement to pay Libya compensation, but it's also a big electoral boost for Mr. Berlusconi to be able to show to the Italian people that he's tackling this immigration problem. But unfortunately, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees in Geneva insists that Italy risks being in breach of the 1951 Convention on Refugees by returning these boat people to a country like Libya, which is not a signatory to the convention.